This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Indeed, welcome to Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back program where on this show we go track by track into an album of our artists of the week. My name is Daryl Ong
and I'm Ofnil Thing. This week we're going track by track into the fifth studio album of American songstress Mariah Carey with the album Daydream. Heard the album opener of Daydream. That was Mariah Carey and Fantasy, a tune based on the track Genius of Love, a 1981 tune by the Tom Tom Club. Fantasy is her ninth number one hit in the US. It's also the second single to debut number one on the Billboard Hot 100. The first was Michael Jackson's You're Not Alone. It won many awards and accolades, including the Favorite Single Prize at the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards, and it was also nominated for an award at the 1996 Grammys. A tune that came at a turning point in Mariah Carey's career, the chart-topping song quickly became a trendsetter, giving birth to a new genre, hip-hop.
Hip-hop, I love that term. A bit of background on the album. This was released in 1995, and since debuting in 1990, the powerhouse vocalist would prove to be a valuable asset to her then label Columbia Records, with worldwide sales of her debut album selling 15 million copies, second album 8 million copies, and third album 28 million copies, and 15 million for her Christmas album that following year.
At that point in time, Mariah had become one of the biggest names in pop, and her label would demand an album from her almost every year. The year 1995 was no different, where she was expected to release a fifth album. For her previous releases, the pop superstar had adhered to the creative direction of her label, which pushed her into a more pop, adult, contemporary sound. But this time round, she wanted to have more creative freedom over the musical direction of her sound, as well as the album's compositions.
Daydream would prove to be a transitional album for her, where Mariah Carey leaned more closely towards the sounds of hip-hop and contemporary R&B, one of the many decisions that would strain her relationship with her then husband and music exec Tommy Mottola. Recording sessions started in 1994 alongside producer Walter Afanasieff, who wrote and produced most of her previous albums. She would also then ring up some of the best names in the game like Jermaine Dupri, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, and the R&B group Boyz II Men.
Today, the album is considered one of the best-selling albums of all time, with 20 million copies sold worldwide. Despite being universally known for her 5-octave range singing prowess, many are unaware that she's also a very prolific writer and wrote or co-wrote all of her songs. She has also written 18 out of her 19 Hot 100 number 1 singles in the States, a record for solo singers.
Yeah, this next one is a tune that's written by Mariah Carey about a summer love affair and has been quoted as her favorite song on the album, despite performing poorly on the charts compared to the other singles on Daydream. This song also showcased the many early signs of creative differences and conflicts between the artist and her label, as Columbia Records, which was her label at the time, did not want to promote the single too much because they regarded it as a, and I quote, passive R&B record that didn't mean anything. So they did not promote it too much on purpose, and the pop songbird was straying further and further away from the mold that was built for her.
This next track is still a fan favorite today and is described by Mariah Carey as a nod to the 70s style Minnie Riperton era, utilizing the Fender Rhodes electric piano for that classic sound. Here's track 2 from 1995 album Daydream, Mariah Carey with Underneath the Stars.
We can't believe. I took your presence for granted, but I always cared.
Classic track 3 from Daydream. That was Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men with the track One Sweet Day. A collaboration that came in halfway through the writing of the song. Mariah was in the middle of coming up with this ballad with her longtime collaborator Walter when she suddenly had an idea to bring in the R&B group.
So happened that apparently Nathan Morris from Boyz II Men was himself in the midst of writing a tune that sounded pretty similar to what Mariah was writing. Due to that coincidental stroke of fate, both parties combined their songs with the end product being One Sweet Day.
That was a track that was number one on the US Billboard charts for 16 weeks, which is longer than any other song. One Sweet Day's long run at number one was equaled by Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber's Despacito, which also spent 16 weeks in 2017. This one came at the top of a poll by Rolling Stone in 2011 of the best ever musical collaboration. Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure was runner-up, while Aerosmith and Run DMC's Walk This Way taking third place. This week, myself, Dara Ong and Ofnil Ting are going through Mariah Carey's fifth studio album, Daydream. Stick around for more right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper your soul's
Mariah Carey with the fourth track from her 1995 album Daydream, that was Open Arms, arguably one of Mariah's biggest hits outside the United States. Internationally, the song peaked at number 4 on the UK singles chart and number 7 on the Irish charts. A tune that was originally by rock group Journey in 1982, and Steve Smith, who played the drums on the original track, has personally worked with Mariah playing drums on her Emotions album, released in 1991.
That being said, there was a cover that didn't go well with critics in the US, calling it a sobbing remake and an uninspired song selection, a failure, with others crediting the failure to the fact that it wasn't written by Mariah Carey herself, like her other hits. Well, the hits are going to come this week on Track by Track. We are going through the fifth studio album of Mariah Carey, Daydream. And track 5 now is a song that's the most played song on the radio in 1996.
And as the story goes, she reached out to producer Jermaine Dupri. And Jermaine at that point had success with hip-hop duo Criss Cross and was pretty successful with his own label, So Def, specializing in hip-hop and R&B. After crossing paths at a Grammy after-party, she approached Dupri about her idea of merging her pop sound with hip-hop as much as possible. At that time, even Jermaine Dupri wasn't convinced with that idea.
They managed to link up for this next song, but according to him, some of Mariah Carey's ideas were just too wild and crazy that even he wanted her to tone down on her experimental tendencies, as he was afraid of ruining his own reputation. The song about to play was a result of them in studio. When the song was done, Jermaine Dupri was still unconvinced and believed that he messed up big time, not trusting Mariah Carey's instinct at that time. Today's a different story, of course, where pop and hip-hop goes hand in hand.
Although this track didn't turn out to be the hip-hop crossover track that Mariah had hoped for, it ended up becoming the track that solidified her place in the pop world, becoming her 11th number one hit, tying her with Madonna and Whitney Houston for the most number one singles by a female pop act at that time. Here's track 5 from Daydream, Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby.
We was one, babe, for a moment in time, and it seemed everlasting that you would always be mine. Now you wanna be free, so I let you fly, 'cause I know in my heart, babe, I'm feeling it.
was a prisoner.
Six from Daydream. That was Mariah Carey with the track I Am Free. One of the only few examples of Mariah Carey's gospel influence, complete that one with organs and a mini Mariah choir. My name's Darryl Ong, together with Off New Ting, this week going track by track into the fifth studio album of American pop diva Mariah Carey, the album Daydream, and onto track 7 now, another track written and produced by the combo of the songstress and pianist, producer and composer Walter, a man who will go on to produce My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion and win the Producer of the Year awards at the Grammys in the year 2000.
According to Walter, this next song showcased that Mariah Carey still hasn't lost her songwriting ability the fifth time round with the album Daydream, and is a reminder of how powerful her voice can be when she chooses to unleash it. Despite not being a single, it has all the hallmarks of a classic Mariah Carey ballad. Here's track 7 from Daydream, When I Saw You by Mariah Carey.
Through the dark, awakening you inside.
Track by track. That was track 8 from Daydream by Mariah Carey, a hip-hop inspired one, a tune Long Ago. It's a song about past relationship accompanied with a sparse hip-hop beat. And funny story, as producer Jermaine Dupri explained in an interview, she initially wanted to sing the lyrics of this song over to Wu-Tang Clan's Cream, causing much confusion to the producer. Before this, I would never put her name as one of the few artists that experimented hip-hop in mainstream popular music. But you can't really ignore the cultural impact and success she had in her 3-decade-old career. Singing in hip-hop has been tried, especially in the late 80s, where Run-DMC and Aerosmith collabed for the tune Walk This Way. But I think Fantasy arguably paved the way for a whole new dimension for Mariah Carey and inspired many pop divas to follow suit, right? The likes of J-Lo, Ashanti, Destiny's Child, Gwen Stefani, etc., etc.
Yeah, without Mariah Carey's bold move to step out of her comfort zone, we might not see the blend in hip-hop and pop productions, right? These days for pop songs, you have all the similar production cues of a hip-hop track, for example, sampled loops, 808 kicks, hype man, ad-libs. You know, these days, those are pretty normal for pop songs, but Mariah really paved the way and set the template pretty early on, I gotta say. And despite going against her record label, who wanted her to stay safe and keep churning out those adult contemporary ballads, I think she really made a big mark in terms of her cultural legacy.
Yeah, for sure. She kind of elevated the genre, right? Hip-hop from being a cult status to a mainstream success. And Mariah Carey is considered to be one of the divas that helped it become all reality. In her career so far, she collaborated with over 60 of hip-hop's biggest MCs. And you have to say, in hindsight, it's a very clever strategy, right? These pop divas highlighted the talent of some of the biggest MCs on their own tracks, and in return, these MCs got exposure and interest from a whole new audience.
Yeah, that reminds me of the song Heartbreaker, which was Jay-Z's first number one hit single. In a way, she was championing a lot of hip-hop acts that wouldn't really get their chance to shine without being highlighted by Mariah Carey. This week on the show, we are going track by track into the fifth studio album of Mariah Carey. called Daydream, released in 1995. And up next is a track that's written together with famed producer and singer-songwriter Babyface. It's a track that utilizes her famous lower register, which wasn't as frequently used at that point.
In fact, when most people heard this song for the very first time, they thought the low registered voice was sung by Babyface. However, she cleared up that misconception with a laugh, saying that her real voice is actually pretty low and that Babyface wrote the song with her but only appears on the background vocals. She went on to say that people usually think she has a high and squeaky voice, so she wanted to experiment on this track by singing a whole octave lower than she normally would. Babyface was an immediate fan of the idea, adding that not many singers have a lower register like Mariah Carey has.
I guess she's the queen of not only the high notes, but the low notes as well. Here's track 9 from Daydream, Mariah Carey with Melt Away, only here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
You come to me when I guess you were flown, and suddenly my defense will start to go. When you talk to me, in that sense you were told, it envelops me, and I lose my self-control. And baby, I just melt away, fall like rain. Every time I see your face, I go
That's right, you have been tuning in to Track by Track with myself, Daryl Ong, and Off Neil Ting. This week on the show, we've been going track by track into Mariah Carey's fifth studio album, Daydream. We're on to the tail end of the album now, and a tune, track 10, that was released as the fifth single of the album, describes a situation where the protagonist in the song know that her relationship with her lover has withered away, but that he will continue living in her memory forever.
Yeah, this one has a very throwback structure that harkens back to the rock and roll ballad style of the 50s and 60s. Despite receiving fanfare from critics that praised the brisk waltz-like tempo of the track, Mariah Carey herself has gone on record on Twitter in the later years to say that she doesn't quite like this next song. But check it out for yourself. Here's track 10, called Forever by Mariah Carey.
Still I burn.
track 11 from Daydream, Mariah Carey with Daydream Interlude, the Fantasy Suite Dub Mix. A tune that showcased Mariah's intent to expand her horizons, showing many different sides of her, that she's not just a pop ballad singer.
The dance remix you just heard was done by American DJ and producer David Morales, and this version was used as the introduction during her Daydream World Tour, and would continue to be used as an intro song for her other tours in 98 and 2009. If you like what you just heard, there's a longer 8-minute version on her Fantasy EP, which also contains the Bad Boy remix of Fantasy featuring ODB, done by P. Diddy.
This week, we have been going through Mariah Carey's fifth studio album, Daydream, a reaction to a news that she's about to put out a grunge album that she recorded in 1995. Again, like we said last night on the show, I'm not really excited to hear it. I'm just really curious to how it would sound like.
And interestingly enough, she worked on that grunge album concurrently with this album that we've been playing tonight, Daydream. So she would work on Daydream in the day, and once the clock hits midnight, she would apparently work on that secret grunge album.
That's crazy, a parallel universe, right, of what could have been. Well, we're on to the final number, the album closer of Daydream now, with a slow one that was written in a flash. In fact, only took 15 minutes to write. According to Mariah Carey, she said the lyrics flowed out of her and described the track as being as real and emotional as it gets.
Many have credited ex-husband Tommy Mottola and his controlling nature to be the inspiration of this next track, as the cracks in their marriage started to show. That made this next song a very personal one, where she further explained that once you're in the public eye, people seem to think that they know all about you and form a perception which bears little resemblance to the actual person. Here's the last track from 1995 album Daydream, Looking In by Mariah Carey, only here on Track by Track with me, Off Newting, and Daryl Ong, right here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
And they can't bring me to
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.